Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It's Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. You guys know what that means. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports. I'm joined by Casey Bubba, at BDN Trick. And you can also find his podcast, Bench with Bubba. You know, it was a good fight, Bubba, between us in the Baseball Pods tournament. A shame one of us had to lose, but I did love, immediately after the closing of the polls, you tweeted out the NWO thing, where Hogan just shows up on NWO anyway. It's like, I was on this side the whole time.
Yep, that's why I was joking with Welsh like a couple days before that. We were talking about some other things, and I said, oh, it's like NWO. And so I knew he'd get the joke immediately when he tweeted his thing out. That's why I had my preemptive strike before that, and then he had his, and then I just tweeted that thinking, yes, here we go. So, I said all along I was never going to beat the Army. That was the way it works because I'm part of the Army. So
well, that's
it's
right.
Just, it is what it is. It's all good. It's all fun. And I knew there was a very, very unlikely chance. It was more fun in the morning when it was like neck and neck, and then it just started getting farther apart. I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we Prospect One obviously lost by
that. I was so pulling for that.
Yeah, Welsh not happy about that turnout, of course. But we got a chance to go up against Roto World, I believe. Next week for In This League, and I think
you guys are going to win.
Black Book is going up against, I believe, RotoWire, the one that just beat Prospect One by one vote. So are those on Monday? I don't even know when these are.
I believe the RotoWire Black Book one will be Monday, and then the ITL one will be Wednesday. They should be the same week or same day every week until I think the Final Four or whatever.
Okay, I got you. I think. It's, you know, the days are melding into one. I left my house for the first time in, I believe, 5 days. Today.
And you did it for all the right reasons, too.
Yeah, I went to McDonald's. So,
yep, exactly. Natural.
To be honest, I didn't even really want McDonald's, but my cousin is just the biggest McDonald's fan, and his birthday is tomorrow as we're recording this. So I went and got him a gift card. I'm like, wow.
You're helping local businesses. Nice guy.
Well, why I'm here, you know. I mean, I'm not going to not get if I got to go through the stupid drive through anyway. But they did the bit. I don't know if you hate this as much as I do or if it even happens to you. But they did the bit to me where, can you please pull around and wait out front?
Oh, that is the most tilting thing ever. It's like, I just waited in line for 20 minutes because you guys are slow on something else. And now you're telling me I got to wait even longer. This is supposed to be the drive through fast food. What happened here?
Yeah, my mom used to always get so mad at it when I was a kid and we'd go to McDonald's and we'd order for the house of six people, you know, we'd order
that's
for
take a little while.
The whole house, and she would get mad, right? So she'd pull off to the side and, you know, rah, 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 you know, all that stuff. And then when I turned 16, she was like, well, you know what's really nice about this is I never have to do that again. You're going to do it every time from now on. So,
well, there's two ways to look at it. It's either really annoying, which is usually the way I look at it, or B, that means they're making your food fresh.
Right. Well, see, I didn't mind it when I'd go and buy for the whole house because it's like, All right, you got to make six burgers or whatever and, you know, all those baskets of fries and all that crap. But I don't like it when I'm like, can I just get a number three with a Coke? And they're like, yeah, but you got to pull around.
That's a little much.
Like, it's called fast food. It's not called sit in the parking lot and wait food. You know,
did you do the whole "Do you not know who I am?" Like Carl's Jr. has their own spot for me to pull in front with?
No,
like,
because that's not true of Carl's Jr. either. You know, Carl's Jr. didn't give a crap about who I was. Are you kidding me? They're like, "Oh, here's this fat ass again." Yep, he comes here every day. So you know, I'd even tell him the bit, and they're like, "Uh huh, sure, whatever you say, pal." You know,
whatever makes you come through the line again. Whatever,
right,
works
exactly
for you.
Yeah, whatever. Here's your guacamole burger, fat ass. I'll see you tomorrow. That was pretty much there. Their focus.
You might have said it before, but what was your favorite thing you had there?
My favorite thing is still my favorite, and it always has been. It's a double Western bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, okay. We're on the same page there.
Well, I mean, come on. We're not skinny guys. So,
yes. Guacamole. Why get the regular when you can get the double? Just why?
Well, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. You know what I mean? So, but the guacamole burger is a strong second, and I tried everything on the menu. I mean, I don't like the, it's like the Star Burger or whatever. It's like their version of a Big Mac. I just have never liked that Thousand Island dressing crap. So, not for me. I did try the Impossible Burger. That came out like mid-season.
Never hearing that.
The report on that was it wasn't.
It came out pretty great.
Yeah, you know, going in, not terrible, actually. I'm like, you know what? If this is actually much better for you, I could see doing this on a regular basis. Coming out. No, not so much, dog. That's going to be a no from me. So, can't handle that. So, and it could be one of those things where you got to, you know, you got to get it on the right diet for a while to where it doesn't tear you up. But I don't think I could handle 2 or 3 days of that. So, we were out on that. But speaking of baseball, Bubba, my state of Arizona could be the host state for all of this. Now, this is kind of like what we talked about with Baseball Town. Of course, everyone would have to be, all the players would have to be tested before they come here and sequestered away in hotels and all of that stuff. So I just want to get your initial thoughts on the Arizona plan for baseball to fire this hour up.
It sounds perfect. It's what we need to do. It well, it's as perfect as we can hope for right now. Let me clarify that real quick. we'll talk about the details that are in the passing idea and others. I still think the passing idea was literally a, hey, can you tweet this out and write an article and see how it goes over before we finalize anything? See what we need to fix some more, because the overall diehards weren't overly thrilled with the idea of some of the changes they were making. But the concept of having them all in one baseball town in Arizona, especially with all the facilities, makes a ton of sense. I'm all on board with it. It seems like the most logical step, since it's going to be really difficult to be traveling all over the country anytime soon. So I'm all for it. I think it's a great move. There's a guy on Twitter that works at a hospital or a pharmacy or something in Kansas City who has been talking to me through this once in a while. And he says those like little 5-minute tests are starting to be delivered to all these facilities. There's an antibody test. So once more people can get access to these tests, then we can actually start living a normal life, because you can sequester these players. And as long as there's no one leaving the bubble, basically, or coming into the bubble, then as long as they're clean, they're clean. And you can do the antibody test to know who can like just roam wherever they want, and so on and so forth. And it'll help out with this whole thing quite a bit. And that should be, according to the people that told him, within the next month, those should almost be nationwide.
Right, right. I mean, look, there are definitely roadblocks, right? And a guy, Kent Summers, a local writer here, and I was telling people yesterday, and they'll know who Kent Summers is, and you'll remember this too, Bubba. Do you remember Derek Anderson screaming at a reporter after he was laughing on the sideline with Deuce Latouille after that, like the Cardinals blew this big game, they lost by 40 points or whatever, and Derek Anderson lost his mind and started yelling at the reporter?
Yes, Derek Anderson, always a class act.
That was Kent Summers, who was asking
gotcha.
Him the question.
Gotcha.
So he's been around. He's been an Arizona staple for a while. But I gotta be honest with you. I felt like this article that he wrote, kind of railing against this stuff, to me, was almost clickbaity. It was almost like, I'm going to show you a contrarian opinion about this stuff so that you go and read it. And I don't think he's that kind of reporter. Maybe this is how he actually feels, but it almost felt a little clickbaity to me, which is not something I would say for Kent Summers most of the time. So like I said, maybe this is exactly how he feels, but also, you know, people are desperate. Everyone is taking pay cuts, and it's harder to get people to read sports articles when there's no sports going on.
Yeah, that's most things right now I'm not going to say they're all there because some people might have a lot of truth behind what they're writing, but a lot of the headlines these days are going to be clickbaity for the same reason you just said, is so many of these sites are struggling to keep going. We know we've talked about Fangraphs before, and please support them if you can, because anybody that does fantasy analysis, we go to Fangraphs how many times a day? Dozens of times, all the time. So, and like Justin Mason mentioned it the other day, I didn't even think about it because I'm not as smart as most people, is it's not just, if you can't afford the subscription, that's fine. Just go and like click on some pages. Like that's all they need. They just need clicks. So
they
like
hits, right.
Yeah, so to just turn your TV on and grab your phone and just start navigating through players' pages or something, that's all they need if you get bored. I heard Pitcher List already saying in their recent podcast that they're already taking kind of a rough go. We know, subscribe to Patreon for ITL and whatnot. Yeah. It's the way of the world right now, so I don't blame him for the headline, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but there is definitely something to it probably.
But if you're thinking about all bases being covered here, because he has to do something like that, and maybe he doesn't have to. Once again, I'm not saying that this is for sure. It just seems like a clickbaity, and especially the way he worded his headline. It was Arizonans to MLB. No, coming here in May doesn't work for us. And so he's kind of speaking for the entire state.
Sounds pretty racist to me.
The Welsh and I were like, don't speak for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't speak for us because we want baseball back. Of course, you have to go through, there's hoops to jump through, and there's roadblocks. And like you mentioned, if the testing kits don't go out, this is not an attainable goal. You just can't do this plan. It all depends on that stuff first, of course, and the players, the majority of the players agreeing to come here, because there are some that have flat out said, I'm not leaving my family for 4 months. So then you kind of have to go, okay, well, it was 2,000 people coming into town. Now is it more like 6,000? Which is still, there's 4.5 million people in the Valley. So it's really, adding 2,000 people to whatever, 10,000 people shouldn't be that big a deal, especially when these hotels are empty right now, because this is normally one of the best tourist travel times ever for this state is right now, because the weather's nice. It's like 80 degrees outside right now. It's perfect. But, in about a month, it's going to get hot and those hotels are going to be mainly empty anyway. So if you're sequestering teams in them, it makes a lot of sense. And there are good points brought up by a lot of people. How are you going to make sure that these guys don't leave their hotel every day? What, are you going to have armed guards? No, someone's going to leave their hotel. It's going to happen. That is understandable and fine, but that's why you need those tests.
Exactly.
You can run either every day or every other day or whatever it is, because one person testing positive, of course, shuts down stuff for at least 2 weeks. So,
well, and the reality of these tests are, once we have the regular quick 5-minute test by Abbott, we have the bigger thing that I'm excited about is the antibody test that either says you already have it or you have the antibody. Once we get that, that's going to get us closer to normalcy than we've ever had. Like, you can leave your house and do things. Right. I'm not saying it's like a free-for-all, because there's still going to be people that break the rules, basically, but it changes everything. Right now, we're being stuck at home because we don't know. That's the thing. Once we start knowing things, it changes it all, and it allows for almost a normal life. It's going to be real tough to get back to normal right away. Like, I'll be honest, for anybody. But you're going to get really close to it. So I think that's the biggest thing, is once the testing's here, like, I'm super optimistic and I want baseball. And people that follow me on Twitter, some people like hate that I'm so excited, some don't. I'm also realistic, people. I try to explain that. Like, I don't want anybody getting hurt. I don't want baseball for people to get hurt. I think we've talked about it before. We just want baseball, but we don't want it at the cost of people, dying.
Yeah,
that's just crazy. We're just trying to give you the idea that, hey, if we can do this, this, and this, then this is an idea that actually could work. And that's something that's worth at least talking about. I think the biggest thing about this is it gives us hope that people are working on something. And that's something we haven't had for a while. So there's a lot to be said about that.
Right. And there's health experts that have talked about this, right? And what they said, I was reading one from, it was AZ Central, which is a local paper out here. And, they were saying, it was this doctor, and she said, when I first read the headline, I thought, that's not a very good idea. And then I kind of paused and I thought, well, it's not impossible, right? It's difficult, but I think doing anything right now is difficult. That's the era we're living in this second. It's not going to last forever. At some point, there's going to be a vaccine, whether it's, you know, within a year and a half or 5 years or whatever. It's going to get developed, you know. There's enough people working on it right now because this has kind of put, you know, one of the biggest countries in the world on hold, and a lot of other countries as well. I mean, this isn't something that's caused by 5G cell phone towers. Where do people get that stuff?
Beyond bananas. Like, okay, I know Joe Rogan can be tilting to some, but I enjoy him because he doesn't like pick a side. He'll have all sides of the spectrum on, and if you can have a civilized conversation, he's in. And I'm a fan of that because that's how I like to kind of go about it. And he even flat out said it. He doesn't post things on social media often. He flat out posted one that, like, 5G access is only available in, like, 4 countries. So explain how it's worldwide.
Yeah, how is this disease in 183 countries when there's only 5G cell towers in 5 countries?
I'm just assuming that a lot of Africa doesn't have 5G and a lot of Latin America doesn't have 5G. Explain to me how they have it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just – it's conspiracy theorist BS, you know.
Some of it's funny to listen to. Some of the conspiracy theories are hilarious. Like,
you know, I would find them – usually I find them more funny than I do harmful. But right now, in this – just right now. I mean, even in 2 months, we'll have more answers. You know what I mean? But right now – it's hard to separate what's real and what's fake, right?
Because we're in the world of the unknown. We've never been here before.
Right.
So it's not like we really have no idea. Tomorrow morning, we wake up and it could go to the left or go to the right. We have no clue.
I mean, today they said that cats can get it. And, you know, I was not very happy about that news.
I thought about you right away.
Yeah, me and Captain over here, like, hey, you don't give it to me, I won't give it to you, all right? You know? So, so I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean the cat thing just weirded me out. And apparently ferrets can get it too. Cats and ferrets. So
that's an interesting dynamic.
I know, but no dogs. Dogs can't get it.
Thank God.
And I thought it started from like bats and pigs, but apparently pigs can't get it either.
Yeah, I heard it started from bats. That reminds me, I actually have a new meme to send you, so that'll remind me later.
By the way, Bubba has sent me just all the memes of the guy. You guys know who I'm talking about. The guy.
BBC.
Yeah, the BBC guy. I have gotten one I didn't even figure out the other day. It was this hot girl sitting
That's
by
what
a
made
pool,
it so much better.
And I was like, all I see is ass, Bubba. What am I supposed to see here? And you're like, look at her bathing suit. I was like, ah, damn it. I knew it was in here somewhere. But I've been getting all of those from you. But we're going to have to hit a break here pretty quick, but it's just this stuff is it's got a lot of dissenting opinions, and we'll talk about some of them coming back. What are the players thinking and all that good stuff, and get Bubba's opinion, because the Welsh and I have talked about this, but I'm very curious to hear your reaction to what some of the players are saying. So stick with us, and we'll be right back after this break. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, We bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. You can follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm here with my friend, Casey Bubba. You can follow him at BDN Trick. Casey, plug everything that you've got going on right now.
It's trying to stay as busy as possible in this time. So Bench with Bubba, a few days a week, 3-4 days a week, depending on what we got going on. Fun stuff, bringing it to you over there. Rotoballer.com, still writing there, and ramping up some videos here pretty soon for YouTube, because I believe there'll be baseball. So we're going to keep fighting that fantasy baseball fight. And then we did a little fun, golf podcast the other day out of nowhere, just for fun, because of the new golf schedule that came out. And most importantly, I will not forget the Fantasy Black Book. As we are getting ready for draft season, go check out the 10th edition of the Fantasy Baseball Black Book. So much fun over there. I did catchers and relief pitchers, and there's like 10 or 11 of us just covering everything you'll ever need for your fantasy baseball drafts.
Nice, nice. Love all the stuff, all the things. By the way, I saw that meme.
I haven't seen that one till today.
I saw it. Well, I saw it today this morning as I was, my morning constitutional there. So scrolling through on Reddit, I saw that one. So that was pretty good. It's Batman and Wonder Woman, and they're doing exactly what you think they're doing. So it's a pretty
all
good
the
one.
Stuff and things.
But what are your thoughts on some of the players? Because it seems like it's fairly divided right now. I mean, we heard Ryan Zimmerman came out today and said, "I'm not doing 4 months away from my family." That's just ridiculous, and it's dumb of them to even ask. So there's that opinion. There's, Joe Maddon said, "Hey, I'll manage a team on the moon if it gets us to play baseball. I don't really care where it is." Arenado said, "If it's safe, I'm in. I don't care." Alex Wood, he's running his place from Clayton Kershaw out here in Arizona. He said, "I'm good. I don't have kids. I don't have anything to worry about. I'm all set, ready to go." So what's your opinion on what these players are saying here?
I think right now it's more just the unknown still, like we were talking about. I think once they get the testing, a lot of these guys will jump on board. Because, again, if we have that testing, you might be able to have your family there.
Right.
If you really want to get real about it. And then I saw Jeff Passan was tweeting the other day, the night the article came out, where it was very polarizing. There was one, he interviewed a bunch of players on the side, and one guy said, "There's no way I'm leaving my family for 4 to 6 months, depending on how long it is." And then the next morning, that same player got back to Passan and says, "Well, my wife said if it's the only way for us to make a living, you need to go. So he's all, I'll be on my way." So
his wife's like, "Get out of the goddamn house.
Pretty much.
I'm sick
like,
of you.
We'll survive without you because, we do it all year anyways. Don't act like you're home during the baseball season to begin with." So I could see I don't see too many guys sitting this one out. Like Chris Sale made a big stink, but I'm like, hey, big deal. He's on the DIL for the whole year. Who cares? You don't have to be there anyways. It's going to work. It will work. They've negotiated too much already to not make it work, in my opinion. So once the safety's there, which is the only way it's going to happen, it'll work.
Yeah, the one thing that I'll say that I agree with Ken Summers with is if we're projected in Arizona to hit our peak in May, maybe this stuff needs to start in June. That's all.
I'm not thinking we're I don't think we see games till like July. I think the July 4th area is the optimum time. I think spring training in June.
Right, right. So if we're, if Arizona is projected, and the Welsh has brought this up a couple times, that Arizona is actually the worst state as far as testing goes. We're 50th out of 50 as far as getting tests into the state and taken by people. So the number right now could be way worse than initially thought and all that good stuff. But we right now are projected to have our peak in May. Some states have already had their peak. Seems like California, Louisiana, and New York are starting to flatten out as far as the curve goes. But, at huge expense, of course. The stories out of New York are an absolute nightmare. So you know, we don't need an influx of people coming in to this state or anywhere else they would hold it. You know, if they were going to have it in California, same deal. You wouldn't want to go right now when they're peaking. You would want to wait until after that and the curve flattens and you have fewer and fewer people in hospitals. So that's the one thing I do understand. Like, you know, all right, fine, come back in June. That's fine. But
yep.
I think that this is the most logical thing. Not in Arizona because I'm here. I mean, you know, I'll apply for a media pass, but I don't even know. Like, even if I get,
I was
going
to ask, would
know.
You go if you're allowed to go?
I don't even know. So I would go if I'm allowed. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I would probably sit, you know, up in the third deck in a section all by myself and watch games go on and not really do a lot of media stuff. You know what I mean? I'll probably just take my own popcorn up there, you know, and sit and watch some games. But, you know, I it's not a selfish reasoning for me, oh, because it's in Arizona, because I think almost with 99% certainty, they're not going to be letting media into any of those places. So
it's going to be like maybe one beat reporter for team.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not much.
Yeah, and not Scott Bogman, random jerk from wherever. It's going to be, you know, Nick Pecoro, who's covered the team for years and years and years. That,
exactly.
And it goes on the plane with them and stuff like that. Like, those people will be, you know, the media people. And they will probably still be sequestered far away from the team. So, but what about the other little implements that they're going to do with no mound visits and electronic strike zone and all that stuff? Are you okay with all that? Is there any of these things that they were saying that you kind of go, what the hell, at? Or are you just good with whatever version of baseball we have?
A lot of it, I say, what the heck's going on? Like, I am good. Just give me baseball. I'm cool with that. Like, I've been watching KBO from time to time. And right as we're recording, or usually anytime I record anything, I'm watching MLB Network's Greatest Games. So, like, I'm down for baseball. But let's be real. When it says we're going to sit players in the stands 6 feet apart while they're waiting to hit, that's not happening. Because what's going to happen when a guy's on first base and he's leading off? Is the first baseman allowed to hold him on, or how does that work? I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen. Like, are they allowed to break up double plays? Because that gets kind of close. Are they going to disinfect the baseball every time it gets thrown around to do things? Like, we got to realize if we're playing the game, we've already taken all those consequences into play. So move the umpire back. I'm all about the electronic strike zone, but at the same time, don't just use that as an excuse for the umpire to stay farther back. That's just foolish to me. So the whole spacing thing, I think, is out of, like, just leave that alone. If these guys are clear to play, treat it like WWE, treat it like UFC. They're clear, they're healthy, let them play. That's the way it goes. Now, the idea of miking up players, pretty sure we've talked about that one before.
Right.
All about that. I think that's genius. I'm also not a fan of 7-inning doubleheaders.
No, I don't. Well, Welsh and I talked about this, and I talked about it with you as well. You can't do doubleheaders here unless they're at Chase Field. Like, if they're at Chase Field, fine. You can do them. But if they're at, like, if you're talking about going to Peoria Sports Complex or playing games, yeah, you can't have day games here. It's just too hot, you know. Well, and that, I understand that that's a big, you know, there, that was one of the list of things that players were worried about, is the desert heat. It's bad. It gets really, really hot here, and that's understandable. But they run the Arizona League. The AZL is here every single year. The games start at 7 o'clock, which is, you know, unfortunately for the East Coasters, it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. But the games start at 7, and, you know, you get in a three-hour game. It's still really hot, but it's cooled off enough to not – you're not going to have players passing out in the outfield and stuff like that.
And you know what? I bet you they would – if they're so hardcore on this, because I agree, you can't do the doubleheaders. Like, we got to be realistic. And that was assuming 162 game season. Just give me like 100 games. Like, we don't have to get crazy here. Start in July, go 100 games. I know it sucks, but hey, still pretty good stuff. What I wouldn't be shocked if this is the way it's going to go. I know we've discussed it before. I could see 8 o'clock or 9 a.m. games. I do an early game and do a late game. Like, we see in Boston once a year during the marathon, they play at 8 in the morning. Like, players can do it. And if this is what it takes to get the games, I think it's very possible.
Yeah, I mean, the early morning games are definitely a possibility. I mean, I wouldn't like that too much.
I'll tell you what happens. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. You just text me whenever that happens. In fact, I hate it when the Diamondbacks play those day games on the East Coast during the season, because I'm up late watching, you know, Mike Trout play. I'm up late watching Mariners games and Padres games. And, you know, the Diamondbacks oftentimes are the last game of the night to end as well. So usually it's when those California teams are on road trips. But, you know, sometimes you get an extra inning game in Arizona. That's going to be the late one because they start. They usually start about 30 minutes before those California games and Seattle games and stuff like that. Those start at 7. Our first pitch is usually 6:40. But I'm up late watching those games, so I don't like 9 a.m. games. You know, those drive me crazy. But I don't care. Like, whatever.
Yep, just make it work.
Just make it work, please. You know, and there's more than enough fields here with all, you know, regular dimensions and all that stuff, because this is where half the spring training is. And you know, if this same idea was in Florida, I would say, okay, whatever, get it done in Florida, that's fine. But Florida, of course, the parks are separated more. Sometimes it takes an hour or two to get to,
and they're way behind the health curve over there, way behind it.
Yeah, because of all the stupid people on the beaches all that nonsense.
Well,
plus,
don't get me started on that one.
Plus hurricanes.
Yeah, you said last time the hurricane season looks pretty bad this year.
Yeah, yeah, they said from what I read, 16 named storms and 8 to 9 hurricanes. So obviously, you know, these are all predictive things. It's not guaranteed or anything, but that's no good. So especially
who's more active, who's more accurate, a fantasy analyst or a weatherman?
Ooh,
that's the question.
That's a good question. I would say they both pretty much suck equally. So.
Yeah, I know exactly. I don't know who would want to do either besides, you know, at least a weatherman gets paid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You can't cancel the weather, right? The weather season is going to come regardless of what's happening. So,
yep, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Are there any other points you want to make on the potential Arizona games here? I mean, you saw MLB backpedaling pretty quickly, but it's pretty obvious that MLB wanted someone to float this idea to see what people said about it. So it's weird that they immediately went to backpedaling, to me at least.
Well, it was just they wanted to see what people were going to say about it, and there was a lot of hostility behind. Like, people were not happy about it. And the biggest thing is that I've seen, and it's not like people just aren't open-minded right now. I don't know if it's because the fear has set in so deep on some, and everyone's different, so I'm not going to judge people on that. But it's like right out the gate, they're nitpicking everything that's wrong with it, except instead of just going, hey, you know what? There's hope. Let's look at, like, they're working together on this. I think it's important to notice that the MLB, the Players Association, and the health associations, all the different, they're all working together to find the best scenario that works. Obviously, there were some people that didn't like some of the ideas thrown out there. Okay, we'll fix them. I guarantee you that every new set of ideas we see are going to keep getting changed until that first pitch happens. Like, it's going to change over and over and over again until what I imagine we see is basically the baseball we've all known and loved, 9 innings, maybe some expanded rosters. That makes sense, especially with the heat, the short duration and all that. And we get baseball for like 100 games, and that's going to be absolutely amazing, and I cannot wait for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, to me, it's a bit much for these people to and I sound like an a-hole saying these people, but it's a bit much for people to just immediately jump on board and complain and say, no, this absolutely cannot work. I mean,
yeah,
there's
it's annoying. It's like, how do you live that way? I really don't understand it.
Right, right. And of all people, I understand a glass half empty mentality. I think that it's a good way to prepare yourself to not be disappointed. But in a situation like this, I mean, you're going to help so many people economically as well. You just mentioned Fangraphs, kind of, you know, going through a tough toll right now. Even our listens are down, and our Patreon is down, of course. You know, plenty of other people write for doing. There's only so many, you know, greatest baseball moment brackets you can have.
Yep.
You know, for until people start to get tired of that nonsense. And I like reliving some of the past games and seeing some of those classic games on MLB Network and NFL Network is playing Super Bowls and all that stuff. But at some point, we got to have something going on to talk about. Otherwise, it's just the same nonsense over and over and over. And that's why people check out during the off season, you know.
Yep. So. Yep, now we're in an extended off season, and life is difficult with that. But hey, we can only do so many things. I might start up some OTP simulation stuff to scratch the itch. Who knows? I'm going to work on something. But, yeah, it's tricky, to say the least, on how to go about it all. But I'm just really, really happy that they're working on it, because – I'll be honest, there's no feasible way they're going to play a season traveling all over the country. That is not happening.
No, like, especially because like Toronto has already said they're not going to have anything public until July, which there's loopholes where they could get through that without having fans in the stadium and stuff. But it just seems like, you know, you have to have your passport ready and all that stuff and all the flights. I feel like having people on flights.
They'll be
cheap. Right, they will be cheap. But having people on flights and stuff like that, that's... even it's even more asking for everything to get canceled again once you fire up than it is having everyone in one central spot. You know,
I just wish places like Toronto, California has done it. Santa Clara just came out and did it. Santa Clara County, where the Niners play, just came out and like they're saying, Santa Clara said, I don't envision any fans in games or maybe games period till November. It's like, why are these guys throwing things out? Why don't we go like week to week, month to month before we start, you know, saying all these things aren't possible and really getting morale down upon. But I don't understand these politicians at all. But that's not what this podcast is. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If I was in their spot, I don't know if it's the worst thing to say. It's kind of, underselling and over-delivering for them. That's their version of it, right? So they have to say, I don't see any way we can do anything until November. And then when it opens up in September, they say, this is because we worked really hard. And
look at me.
Got it. Yeah, well, that's politics, right? I mean, that's,
yes, it is. So
that,
true.
That's the way it goes. So I think a lot of it that is positioning themselves to look good in the future. But we got to take a break here. We'll be back for the last segment where we will talk about the virtual draft a little bit and get Casey Bubba's opinion on this. And what could go wrong in a virtual draft, right, Bubba? Nothing. It's all going to go off without a hitch, of course, because they're doing mock drafts. But stick with us. We'll be right back. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back. Endless love. You guys know what that means. It's the last segment of the three-hour show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We will be back with you, of course, on Monday. The Welsh and I will, and then Casey Bubba and I will be back on Tuesday to talk to you about all the stuff going on in sports. Hopefully we have more of a laid out plan for the baseball stuff. I'm not expecting it quite yet, but we'll see if we do. But remember, follow us on the Twitter at Bogman Sports for me, at BD Entrick for KC Bubba, and check out the In This League Patreon, if you would. InThisLeague.com will get you there, or Patreon.com/ITL Army. The Welsh and I are doing live streams. I did trivia, Trivial Pursuit the other night. We do teams for that. That was good. It didn't take as long as the first one either, so I feel like we might have been smarter yesterday. But we tried. I mean, look, not all of them have been winners. We tried to play Cards Against Humanity. And
that seems tricky. I was thinking about the dynamics there. It seemed a little tricky.
Yeah, well, there was like this website set up to host it, and you could do like a private room and all this stuff, and it was the actual cards from Cards Against Humanity. I think they got the blessing from them. But what I think happened is it slowed down their server so much, they just said, we can't have this, and got rid of it.
Gotcha.
So there's some apps that all kind of suck that didn't work. So, you know, we're trying. I've watched some movies with people. Of course, we got a copyright thing on one of the movies because there were too many songs in it. But, you know, we're hanging out. We're having fun. And I've got my dynasty ranks up there. Of course, the Welsh has his minor league ranks. You know, little as $5 is going to get you all that stuff. You know, the Welsh and I just updated our fantasy baseball rankings. We've got secret shows coming out pretty soon. We're going to have one very soon that the Welsh and I are going to record at some point here over the weekend, I think. So we've got all that stuff going. There's already over 75 secret shows that you can listen to in a backlog if you're tired of everything on Netflix, Hulu, and all your normal podcasts and all that stuff. So just check it out if you would. We would really appreciate it. So as little as, you know, you can sign up for as little as $1. $5 gets you all, you know, most of the goodies. So just check it out if you would. But Bubba, the NFL is, you know, they were planning on doing the draft where it's just pretty much an empty facility, but anyone that needed to go to the facility could go in, and, you know, they were going to have the regular draft war room. That is out. It's all going to be virtual now. There's all kinds of issues being brought up because a lot of people are using Zoom, and Zoom has had, you know, security issues. If you haven't been paying attention or you haven't used Zoom, they've had all, I mean, to be honest, I don't even know what they are, the security issues.
Yeah, I've used Zoom, but it's for like minor things, so I don't think anybody cares about hacking into what I'm doing, so I have no idea.
Right. I mean, I've used Zoom in the past, too. It's always worked well for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never had an issue.
Yeah, I don't know about people hacking in, but if that's true, I mean, you know, people are going to want to do that to NFL teams. So
big time. There's probably people trying to figure this one out already.
Yeah, so there's that stuff. That is a potential problem. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of GMs and scouts and stuff are old timers that don't do technology very well. So there's issues there. And then, you know, there's just flat out issues of not being able to communicate very well. And this all being new. So they are going to do a mock draft, which I thought was
amazing,
fairly hilarious, right?
Absolutely amazing.
And the Welsh's comment was, "Rob Silver hates the NFL now."
Yeah.
So they're doing a mock draft.
I bet the CFL wouldn't do this.
Right. Exactly. So, but I think it's smart also. But the other thing that I've heard is there are GMs and members of the scouting department that don't want the IT people coming into their house because of COVID-19, and there are IT people that don't want to go to people's house because of COVID-19, but they're going to have to find a way to make all of this work. So just kind of look, if these people aren't working, if you don't want to do your job, it's kind of, you know, you're fired and we'll find someone else that will.
I guarantee you someone will want to help a professional football team.
Exactly.
Do this.
Someone will do it, and someone will do it for cheaper than what you're offering and probably do it better as well. So, you know, I mean, if I'm that person, I understand being paranoid about this stuff. I mean, look, you know, since I had been doing Postmates for a little bit, Bubba, you know that. But since they said the next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be the peak for Arizona, I'm like, yeah, probably going to stop that for a couple weeks, you know.
Blame you.
Let the curve flatten and then go back out when the hospitals empty out a little bit more. So don't want to mess around with it at all. And I've got masks coming in hopefully tomorrow as we're recording this. So I should have my Sub-Zero mask in here.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Fairly soon. Yeah, like it's, I don't even know if it'll get over my beard, but, you know, fingers crossed, we'll see. But what is your initial opinion of the virtual draft? And they said they're going to have 58 prospects, you know, quote unquote, in the draft room. So I guess we're just going to see their big giant face on the camera waiting to get drafted. So what's your opinions on a virtual draft?
Before I go to my opinions, which prospect does the Laramie Tunsil first with not knowing his camera's on? Or
that's
has his girlfriend, girlfriend walking around half naked. Like, which one's going to have the goofiness first?
I don't know, but I hope both happen.
Yes, there's gonna be some craziness, because I'm not going to say it. I used to do my podcast on Google Hangouts, which everything went to YouTube. And there's one person I've had on a few times that's girlfriend always walked around in the background. And one time she came out of the shower and had a towel on. So I'm just going to throw it out there. If you guys get really bored and want a rabbit hole, it's out there. But I never see it because I don't look at the screen and someone told me. So it's out there. But the virtual draft, I think, A, it makes sense. We kind of joked about it before that it was going to be a necessity. I wish they would have dragged it out one round a day type thing. They're not doing that, unfortunately. But it makes a lot of sense. And the hacking thing is hilarious. But I can imagine if they made a phone call or two to some government officials, like in the White House maybe, that this could get taken care of pretty easily. Like, they could use some secured servers, because the government's working with these sports leagues to get the sports leagues running. They're going to need to have drafts and everything. So I could see there being a way to work around that. Setting up the instruments and the tools are very interesting, because that dilemma is going to make these old farts that can't handle things struggle a little more. So that'll be funny. Like, which one logs out wrong? Which one has their mic on mute and doesn't realize it?
Doesn't have their mic on mute and
exactly and start saying, "Hey, that a-hole over there took my guy. I got the things we hate. I got sniped on a guy. That's gonna come out. Just wait for it. It's gonna be amazing, Bogman."
Yeah, how terrible is one of those prospects gonna feel when right in front of them, a team trades up to get the guy that they want, and then they go, "Oh God, that was the guy we really wanted. I guess we'll take this loser."
Or how about when they like, "Oh great, I'm glad they didn't take my guy. They took this guy. Like, who would have wanted to draft this kid?"
Oh man, I can't wait. I think it's gonna be more fun than a normal draft. Because I gotta be
electric.
Dude, I gotta be honest. Like, I'm a huge NFL fan. That's my favorite sport. I love baseball too. I love basketball, college football. Look, I love all of these things, but if everything had to go away and I can only pick one, I would pick the NFL. And I got to be honest, there are some NFL events that I just don't find exciting. I love the draft because I watch these college kids so much, because I'm so involved in college football and college fantasy football and all that stuff. So I love watching the draft to see where these guys go. But the process is mind-numbingly boring. That's why I love doing my stream with everyone on Patreon, because we can all talk about who we think is going to go here. We can complain about the Verizon commercials and all that stuff. You know, I actually like the fact that it's limited commercials and Verizon's part of that. But Verizon, come on, man. You got to make like 6 different commercials. It can't be Ned Yost every single time. It drove
me crazy. Even see how he almost died.
He broke his hip. We know it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because of those 5G towers, he survived. Now he's going to die because they give him COVID. But, yeah.
Hey, yin and yang, the yin and yang of life.
Right. Exactly. So, but the process itself, I mean, the first round is usually pretty fun. You get to see those guys go up on stage. They hug the commissioner. The commissioner gets booed. All that stuff. I did like Drew Pearson talking smack to everybody.
He's not going to get booed this year. It's going to be amazing.
Well, dude, come on. I've already said, I said this in the GroupMe room. I don't know if you saw it, but it's going to be a hack move of everyone having like maybe a little draft gathering, right? And then people booing Roger Goodell as he comes up. And they're going to record themselves doing
great.
It, put it on Twitter.
How great would it be if some of the prospects put up GIFs of people booing when the wrong pick got made? Like when they didn't get – when like Goodell announces a name that's not theirs and they put up like a booing GIF.
Right, right. I mean, look, this is going to be run more through Twitter than anything else. You're going to see players' reactions and stuff like that on Twitter. You're going to see the media's reaction on Twitter and stuff. I mean, I don't even know how NFL Network is going to do it this year. Are they going to have – 4 people sitting at the desk, or are they going to be social distancing like they have been doing, where guys are sitting at home doing this stuff?
I'm imagining social distancing. Like, that's what's wild. Like, I just saw Saturday Night Live tonight is going to be all this kind of social distancing live episode. It's going to be weird. Yeah, it was tweeted out earlier in the week, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. Like, they're going to have the news like normal, and they're going to have some other skits. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're doing it. Tom Hanks might make an appearance, they said. I have no idea. Like, it's really bizarre, but they wanted to bring something brand new and fresh back, so they're going to bring something back. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Hanks can't get it again, so, you know. Yep.
Conspiracy theory. Sorry. I'm just joking. I had to do it. I'm sorry. This stuff makes me laugh. Like, the rabbit holes are just unbelievable.
I mean, but, the Alex Jones-ness of people right now, Alex Jones-ness of people right now is just insane to me. So,
But back to the draft. It is going to be crazy. I think the fact that they're doing a mock draft is amazing. And again, because these old timers are going to screw it up one way or another. Like, they're going to say something or do something that they shouldn't do because they just don't get it. And which one of these guys in the mock drafts can actually accidentally say the pick they really want to make?
Yeah, I mean, I to be honest, when they're doing a mock draft, they should draft something that is not NFL
1988
players.
NFL. It's like, literally, here's your script.
Or just like desserts. Just draft desserts. Like, you know, with the first pick, the Bengals take banana split, you know, whatever
Andy,
it is.
Can Andy Reid pick for the Chiefs, please?
It doesn't snake, Bubba. You still only get that last pick. So.
I don't care. I don't care.
I mean, I would want to pick for the. What would be your
the Dolphins get 3 picks.
One of them is my pick too. That sucks.
Yep. It would have been yours, but you got Minka. It's all good.
What's your number one dessert pick in your draft?
Pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
It's amazing. My grandpa makes it every year for Christmas, and it is unbelievable.
Man, I'm not a cheesecake guy. The funny thing is, my mom makes great cheesecake, and you know that it's like the number one request she used to get from like her coworkers before she retired and stuff was some type of cheesecake and all that stuff. But I don't like cheesecake, so she doesn't make it that often.
Well, what's yours then?
Mine would be. I mean, I'm pretty simple. I'm not surprisingly. At the size I'm at, I'm not the biggest dessert guy, right?
I'd rather eat more red meat than get to dessert if I had my choices.
100%, dude. We are Fogo de Chao people, 1,000%. By the way,
I could have zero dessert forever if I could guarantee a steak every night.
Dude, if when this stuff clears up and you get back out here, or I go out there, however it works, we need to go to Fogo de Chao one day before we die, just to see the look on the waiters' faces. You know, when they come back by, they're like, "This is still green. You didn't mean to flip this to red." I'm like, "No, no, no, son. This is still green. You bring me more right now."
Happening.
So, I don't know, man. Like, I think key lime pie would probably be.
Oh my! So you're a Key West kind of guy.
Not even. I like because I don't like lemon meringue. I don't like that stuff.
Key lime, it's almost like you're looking for a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I've always key lime pie has always been my favorite type of pie. My buddy's wife makes Kool-Aid pie, which is as good as it sounds. So
that sounds interesting. I'm intrigued now. What flavor Kool-Aid?
You can use whatever you want. That's the best part. The last one she made was for my birthday last year, and it was It was the black cherry limeade one.
And oh wow, you guys went like hardcore, not even off the regular menu.
It was strong, but the fruit punch I think is the best one. That just the normal fruit punch.
I'm thinking about Andy Reid at the Fupa. We got it.
I'm thinking of all my exes right now. the fruit punch, yes. That one was the strongest that I've had, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, you know, someone could slip up and say the thing that they actually want, like front pooch, instead of, you know, just a random thing. So I think their mock draft will be something innocuous and strange. I don't think
you know what's funny is they want to use Zoom. I guarantee you they all have iPhones. How hard is it just to do a frickin' FaceTime when you want to make your pick? You don't have to be online the whole time, but just FaceTime into like this one number that broadcasts out to like 3 people, and there you go.
Well, I mean, we don't hear from the GMs anyway.
Yeah, we never.
So why isn't it just Roger Goodell has an open line, and when a team is up, he clicks over to line 30 or whatever.
He has the bat phone. You call the bat phone, and you make your pick.
100%.
And then how are they going to do the timing? Because you got to leave wiggle room for the normal, like, minute 30 or whatever, right?
Right, yeah. They said, I actually read something about that today, that they said they're going to use discretion about the timer.
So well, I can't like, wait. That's all I know.
If there's an internet problem or a phone problem or
buffering,
something like
buffering. You know how that goes. You know how that goes. Like
3 o'clock in the morning, I'm calling up Cox like, hey, you know what I'm doing right now. Let's get this internet back working. Come on.
Look at his face. I can't finish like this.
Well, on that note, we do have to go. Our time has run out here. We are buffering away from this conversation for good. So remember, you can follow us all on the Twitter at Bogman Sports, at Is It The Welsh, at BDN Trick. Check out all the stuff and things over at InThisLeague.com, and we will see you guys on Monday. Stay safe, wash your hands, do all the stuff. Take it easy, everybody. We'll see you.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.